Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hey, this is Trey with Daddy Mojo, and today on the podcast, we're taking a look at the new all-age comic books for the week of June 1st, 2016. In humor, The Penguins have a trade paperback, A Curmudgeonly Duck, one of the most popular shows on television, two fringe characters that hang out with turtles that are going to be featured in a new movie, a pink Power Ranger, a weeping angel, Ghostbusters for only a dollar, all that and more on the podcast. We are on Twitter during the week. If you ever want to chime in and talk to us, it's at Daddy Mojo on Twitter. In case you have any ideas, suggestions, you know, of a comic book artist or something that we should profile, please reach out to us. Let us know. Also, we've got some cool giveaways on the website that are more pop culture related. Like right now, we've got some cool Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle toys and a couple of other things. That's over at the website, daddymojo.net. Here we are. So this week in All Age Comic Books, let us take a look at some of the humor books, specifically three of them. One trade paperback that we really like this week is The Penguins of Madagascar. Now, these are the penguins from the DreamWorks movies, and this is from Titan Comics. This is a trade paperback that collects issues 1 through 4 of the miniseries. Penguins in Peril is the overall theme to the set of comics. And this is really great for a couple of reasons. It's really affordable. For four comics, if you go to the link, it's only $5.59, which is pretty affordable. The art is good quality art, and it's funny stuff that a 4 or 5-year-old even will enjoy. And I know sometimes when you say all-age comic books, you're thinking, oh, 8 years old and up. But realistically, we're talking comics that kids want to read and may very well get destroyed, because we're not talking resale value here. We're talking comic books that kids want to read and actively participate in, dog-ear the comic, pick comic book pages and things, and that's a great example of a book that skews really young. Penguins of Madagascar, just because of the art. There is some vocabulary in there, so of course a 4-year-old may not be able to read all of it, or any of it, but it's a great comic book. It really is for ages 4 and up. That's how wide it is. Another comic that our 4-year-old likes, so I can attest to the fact that young kids really like this, and this is one that he's not even close to reading the vocabulary in. It's Uncle Scrooge, number 15, from IDW. This is Scrooge's Last Adventure, part 3 of 4. Scrooge and Flintheart Glomgold are in a truce with some of the other enemies from the underground creatures of Terry Fermi. So this is the third part of 4. The fourth issue, the fourth conclusion to this story arc, will be out next month. And then in 2 months, in August, the trade paperback that has all 4 of these comics will come out. To wit, if you really like Uncle Scrooge, there is a trade paperback that collects one of his earlier antics, also out this week. And speaking of antics, that adjective describes this next title perfectly. This is the second most popular cartoon on Cartoon Network. It's a fabulous comic book in its own right. It's regular show number 36. Some of the parents in the audience might, possibly, I'm not talking to you, I'm talking about the other parents, might put this cartoon or comic book in the same category as Family Guy. Family Guy could be a little too rude or have too much negative sass for some parents. Fully understandable either way, whatever side you fold on. However, regular show isn't rude, it's just weird. And some parents may look at regular show, either the comic book or the cartoon, and say, it's so weird, there must be something here that is not cool for my kid. However, regular show is just weird. So it's great. It really is fabulous. 7, 8-year-olds are going to gobble this stuff up. Even kids as young as 4 will be attracted by the visuals because they're very trippy, they're fun, they're artistic. But content-wise, there's going to be nothing inappropriate in the comic, Regular Show 36, from Boom Studios. Matter of fact, Boom Studios, this is probably, it depends on the month, this could be our second or first favorite comic book from them, the other of which being Lumberjanes, just depends. In this issue of Regular Show, it's the conclusion of a story arc, so you can hang tight for a couple months and catch this in trade paperback, or if you've been following along with the kids, jump in now for the conclusion. Here it is. Rigby has realized that their heroism competition is all a sham. Mordecai, though, he's still drinking the juice of his TV superheroes who are evil, and we're not sure what's going to happen, but they're riding a unicorn, so it has to be good. That is regular show. The music you're listening to in the background is from D-Smiles, and you can check out all of their stuff over at Free Music Archives. Superhero comics. This week, there's a movie coming out soon. You may have heard about it. I got a half shell, some other guys. And Bebop and Rocksteady take center stage to an extent in this movie. And coincidentally enough, this week in the all-age comic realm, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Bebop and Rocksteady Destroy Everything, number one. That comes out also. It's a little mini-series they've got going on over at IDW. And this is, I guess it's of note, because back in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles issue 50, Bebop and Rocksteady were kind of put out without power. They were cast aside, and they're not sure, they were basically exiled from the storyline for a little bit. Which is great, because it's always nice to flush out new villains, especially when you're talking about characters that live in the sewer. This miniseries, specifically the first issue, it's going to be good for kids who are, I'll say, 8, 9 up. This isn't the rounded art from other Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle titles. This is slightly more realistic. It'll have some words that the kids can't understand, but nothing that's inappropriate, and a lot of camp violence. By the way, we're going to go see the movie very soon, and we'll give you a little sneak preview as to whether or not the movie, Out of the Shadows, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, is okay for kids or not. My guess is it's not, since it's PG-13, but we will go check it out and let you know anyway. Also in superheroes, the Avengers had a little movie out that's already made $1 billion in 4 weeks. Pretty crazy that. The comic book parallel for children is out. It's Marvel Universe Avengers Assemble Civil War number 4. Now this is the Disney XD, actually the Marvel XD compendium to the cartoon that's on the XD network. That's what it is. And this is the grand finale of a 4-part series about Avengers Assemble Civil War. So it's the kid-friendlier Civil War story that your kids can follow around with. Yay! And you've got Team Cap and Team Iron Man. Who wants to hide their secret identities? Who wants to come out to the public? That's what it is. Again, this is part 4. So jump in here if you've been following along, or hang tight for a little bit, and you will get the trade paperback in a month. One series from Boom Studios, again, that's been really, really popular and is a good series for kids that want to read some. It's Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Now, this is a great comic. It's got a lot of action, but it does also have a lot of words, a lot of reading that the kids will have to do. So younger kids may not like it that much. However, if you have a kid that's 8 or 9 that likes to read and is going to be motivated by action, that's a fabulous title. That's been so popular that this week, Power Rangers Pink number 1 comes out. It's a spin-off from that series, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. And in this one, Kimberly gets her own title. Kimberly's the Pink Ranger. In this one, she has actually retired, but she's being forced out of retirement, just like Danny Glover in Lethal Weapon, to come back into action one more time to defeat the evil Zord. Can she do it? I bet she can, but she also gets a new pink outfit and other things. This comic is going to be, I'll say again, good for ages 10 and up, just because there'll be some reading associated with it that younger kids might not want to do, but there'll be action. There's going to be nothing inappropriate in the comic. Just a little too much reading for some of those younger kids. In comic book stores this week, you'll see a whole lot of new DC titles. And before you go thinking that, oh gosh, they killed the entire universe again, it's just a chance to reboot sales. And to an extent, that's probably true. However, this one's different, they say. DC Universe Rebirth. And this one, DC has rebooted all of the major titles, Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Flash, and a couple of the Green Lanterns, down to one. And they've kind of scratched their storyline to the get-go. So it's not new origins, it's a new retelling of the classic characters. A lot of these titles aren't going to be okay for kids, but you'll see a whole lot of them because the price for the comic books has decreased to $2.99, but they're going to publish twice a month. So now we just hope that the quality is there to maintain that number of books, because that's a lot of Superman, Flash, Green Lantern books to keep kids interested. And I'm skeptical, but you know, we'll give it a shot. We did check out DC Universe Rebirth, the first one. It's kind of like a setup as to what's going on in the DC Universe. Basically, the Watchmen are pulling some strings and coming back. Older comic book fans will know those guys. And it's an interesting premise. I'm just a little skeptical because DC and Marvel have killed the universe so much. You know, we'll see what happens. So that's what's going on there for some of the older kids who like to read. Older kids being teens, actually, realistically, 11 and up. However, we do have to mention this. We picked up Future Quest a couple of weeks ago, and it's a great comic for all ages. It's in the Hanna-Barbera line, and it's neat because it mashes up a whole bunch of Hanna-Barbera characters, and it's for ages, I'll call them ages 8 and up, because there is some reading in this. However, it's really fun, really clever, and this first issue features Johnny Quest, a bit of his origin, and a bit of what's happening there. However, it has great promise, and that is worth checking out. That is Future Quest number 1. It came out a couple of weeks ago. There's your bonus review. To that, there's a $1 comic out this week that you must go to the store and get. $1, that's right, not a typo. Ghostbusters, new Ghostbusters number 1. It's from IDW. This is a greatest hits edition. And what's going on here? Obviously, the Ghostbusters, the movie, is coming out this summer. And this one is basically a retelling of some of the Ghostbusters' greatest hits. And it's going to be a thick comic for $1. And this, as you might have gleaned from the title, New Ghostbusters, this is one that has the female Ghostbusters in comic book form. It's from IDW, and it's only $1. Go to your comic book store, if nothing else, just to get this, because it's a great comic for any age reader. It's spooky. It's legitimately funny. We reviewed the most recent Ghostbusters title last week on the site, and it's great. It's really well written, very funny for all ages. It's got deep jokes, great art. Get it? There are 3 Doctor Who trade paperbacks out this week. Doctor Who is a cottage cheese industry of time and space, isn't it? The one that we like this week that we really wanted to profile is The Tenth Doctor. And it stars the Weeping Angel, which is awesome. Because that's our favorite Who villain, for lack of a better term. Are they villains? No, they're just statues that come to life when you close your eyes, which is scary. Is it scary for kids? I don't know. The content and the violence is going to be such that, you know what, kids 9 and up are going to be okay with this. But this is an intelligent comic book that we still toss in the all-age comic book realm because it's so darn smart. Really is. And this collects issues 6 through 10 of Doctor Who, The Tenth Doctor. It's a trade paperback. The Weeping Angels of Mons. Check it out from Titan Comics. The final comic this week in the science fiction realm is from Angry Birds. That's right, they've got a movie out too. You know what? This is what it is. A lot of fans are going to love this. Our 6-year-old likes this, mainly because he's played the game before at other kids' house. He plays it here occasionally. And he likes the goofy antics of the birds and the pigs. And as I've said a couple times here, if you've got a reluctant reader in your house, you've got to go in some sometimes untraditional ways to get them to want to read. Obviously, they need to read, but to get them to the level at where they need to be in school, educationally, on a reading level, they need to want to read. And that may be through comics like Angry Bird Comics. I mean, for some kids, it's going to be Mad Magazine if they're a little older, especially if you read Mad Magazine now. If you read Mad Magazine like from the 70s or 60s, any age could read it because it's so intelligent and well-written and not rude. But that's a little Mad Magazine rant. Angry Birds Comics, going to be great for any age. It's got fun, goofy art, manic colors, a lot of fun for kids. And it's good stuff from IDW Publishing. This is issue number 6. Comes out this week for a new comic book day. What did we miss? Did we miss anything? Or you want to email us? Please do. It's Trey, T-R-E-Y, at daddymojo.net. And this week, don't forget, we have got a couple of giveaways that are in the pop culture realm. They're toys that you want to get in the groove with. Just check out the site. It's daddymojo.net.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.